Chapter 5. Tater the Magician. 100 years after the building of Zoser's step pyramid, Pharaoh Khufu ruled Egypt. His architect, Haman, started to build the Great Pyramid at Giza for him. When the Nile rose and flooded the land each year, the people of Egypt could not work in the fields. So in these months, many people came to Giza. They were happy to work for their pharaoh and help to build him a great pyramid. But there was a problem. Haman and the magicians of Memphis could not find Imhotep's papyrus roll. This roll had Imhotep's words of power on it, and they helped guard the pyramids from the evil Set. The pyramids could only be safe with these words. So Khufu sent his men to look for the papyrus roll, but no one could find it. Everywhere from Philae to Tarnis, priests looked in their temples. The magicians of Thebes and Heliopolis made spells, but still no one could find the papyrus roll. After some time, one of the pharaoh's sons, Prince Hordadef, came to his father.
"Father, there is a very clever and wonderful magician," said Hordadef. "His name is Tater, and he lives at Mydam near the pyramid of your father, Seneferu. When Zoser ruled and Imhotep built the first pyramid, Tater was a boy. He is now 110 years old, and there is no one like him in all of Egypt. Every day he eats 500 bread cakes and half a cow, and drinks 100 beers."
"What magic can he do?" asked Khufu.
"If someone cuts off a head, he can put it back on the body," said Hordadef. "Wild animals follow him like they are his dogs because of his magic. And Tater knows about Imhotep's papyrus roll."
Khufu was very happy to hear this.
"Go, Hordadef, my son, and bring Tater the magician here to Memphis quickly," he said. "Take the royal boat and bring him back in that. He must feel that he is very important."
So Hordadef left Memphis in the royal boat and travelled up the Nile until he came to the pyramid of Mydam. He got off the boat with his men and they went to Tater's village. There they found the old man in his house. He was lying on a large seat and he was eating bread cakes and drinking beer.
"I am here with a message from my father, Khufu, the great pharaoh," said Hordadef. "He wants you to visit him at Memphis and eat his best food and drink his best wine with him. You will travel comfortably on his royal boat to Memphis, and his men will carry you in the royal litter from the boat to the palace."
"Thank you, Hordadef, son of the great pharaoh," replied Tater. "I will come with you to Memphis, but another boat must also come. That boat will carry my men and my book of spells."
So they all travelled down the Nile to Memphis,
and the pharaoh's men carried Tata in the royal litter to the palace. Khufu was waiting for him there in the great hall.
"Is it true that you are a great magician?" asked Khufu. "If we cut off a head, can you put it back on the body?"
"Yes, it is true," replied Tata.
"Bring me a man from the prison," cried Khufu to his men. "Cut off his head. Let's see this magic."
"Oh, no," cried Tata. "Not a man. Bring me an animal. I will show you with an animal."
So Khufu's men brought a bird into the great hall, and they cut off its head. They lay the body at one end of the hall, and the head at the other end. Then Tata spoke some words of magic. The bird's body started to move, and its head also moved. The two parts met in the middle of the hall, and the bird became one piece again. It got up and flew away. Next, the men brought a bigger bird, and Tata made the same magic again. Finally, they brought a large cow into the hall, and again Tata made his magic.
"It is true," said Khufu. "You are the greatest of all magicians. But now, can you tell me about Imhotep's papyrus roll? Where is it? We need it because it has the words of power on it, and these words guard the pyramids from Set."
"Yes, I can tell you," replied Tata. "The papyrus roll is in a stone box in a secret place in Ra's great temple at Heliopolis."
"Where is this secret place in the temple?" asked Khufu.
"I do not know," said Tata. "Only one person can tell you this."
"Who is this person?" cried Khufu. "Tell me, and I will give you many great treasures."
"Tonight," replied Tata, "three children will be born. Their mother is the wife of a priest at the temple of Heliopolis, and the spirit of Ra will be in her children. The wife's name is Rud-didet, and one of her children shall find the box. One of her children will also sit in your place and rule Egypt one day."
This news worried Khufu.
"Maybe I should send my men to kill Rud-didet now, and then these children will not be born," he cried angrily. "One of them can only be Pharaoh if they kill me or put me in a prison."
"Do not worry," said Tata. "Your son Khafra will rule after you, and his son Menkaure will rule after him. Then a son of Rud-didet will rule Egypt. Only he can find the papyrus roll. If he speaks the words of power on the roll, then three great pyramids will rise at Giza and stand there for thousands of years. If he does not speak the words of power, then your pyramid and your son's pyramids will fall into the desert.
Now Khufu understood. The children of Rud-Didet shall live at Heliopolis, and nothing bad must happen to them, he said. My men will guard them, and they will be safe.
So Rud-Didet's three children were born, and they lived safely at Heliopolis. And Tater went to Hordedef's palace. He still had his 500 bread cakes, half a cow, and 100 beers every day, and he lived there very happily until he died. One day, Rud-Didet's oldest child, Usakaf, was playing in Ra's temple at Heliopolis when he found a stone box. It had the papyrus roll in it. When he was a young priest, Usakaf read the words of power at the Great Pyramid of Khufu. Later, he read the words at the Pyramid of Khafre, and then at the Pyramid of Menkaure. Then, when Pharaoh Menkaure died, Usakaf became Pharaoh of all Egypt. And the words of power worked, because these three great pyramids still stand at Giza today, nearly 5,000 years later.